From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tear gas fired at migrants in Greece. Police at the Greek-Macedonia border fired tear gas at protesters trying to pull down part of a fence separating the two countries. No arrests were made and no injuries were reported. The violence took place Wednesday at the Idomeni border crossing, the site of similar clashes with stranded migrants earlier in the week. International Monetary Fund experts say the risk of financial instability has risen in wealthy nations and remains high in emerging markets. Jose Vinales, a senior IMF official, told journalists Wednesday recent market turmoil reflects faltering growth, rising uncertainty, and falling confidence among investors.
A key question that we addressed in the report is whether the turmoil that we have seen over the past months is now safely behind us. It's a one-off event, or is it a warning signal that more needs to be done? And I believe it's the latter.
Jose Vinales. A strong earthquake hit northern Myanmar Wednesday night. It was felt throughout the region and in parts of neighboring China and India. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. The magnitude 6.9 quake was centered in the jungle about 220 kilometers from Mandalay, Myanmar's second biggest city. Russia and China want countries neighboring Syria to inform the UN if those countries discover that any extremist group wants to get chemical weapons. Both countries sent a draft resolution to the Security Council Wednesday saying terrorists are a clear and present threat to Europe. The resolution would call on such countries as Turkey and Iraq to monitor extremists for any moves toward building or acquiring chemical bombs. This is VOA News.